Of the Sound Stump podcast, coming from different ends of the country today. I'm in Liverpool and Chris is in Weymouth, so despite the difference in country,
county, it's very nice to see you up there, Sean. How is it hanging?
But it's hanging well down here, down in Weymouth.
Oh, it's alright. You know, the sun's almost setting now. You know, behind the cows and the tractors up on the hillside. But yes, it's okay down here. It's been quite a warm period of this start of the summer, hasn't it, Sean? So, I think we will start with our theme of this show about plans for the summer. So, what are your plans for the summer then, Sean?
Well, I've got a few things lined up, like Glastonbury, and I'm off to Spain as well to watch a music festival. So, I've just been preparing for those two, really. I've had the tent up in the back garden, trying as a little dry run for Glastonbury, check everything works fine. And I'm just looking forward to the summer starting, really. It's not started just yet, but it will do in a few weeks. So how about you?
Yeah, my summer's pretty jam-packed too. I've managed to get a job working in a rather popular inn. And and also I've planned two holidays away surfing in Cornwall. So going down even further south, you know, really off the edge of the country. And yeah, that's really my summer. Just trying to chill out a bit, you know, catch some of the rays, but enough about us. I think we'll speed steadily and straight to the point of the first question, which comes to us from James, and he says, I'm stumped. Thanks once again for an excellent show last week. I really enjoyed listening, so thanks for that, James. And what can we do for you today? Well, he says, someone I know who's close to me has broken up with their boyfriend quite recently. And I was wondering, is the summer the perfect time for me to sort of come on to this person and show my feelings, or should I wait a bit? So what are your views on this one, Sean?
Well, James, thanks for your question, as always. And it's quite a tricky one, really. If you were in James's position, you'd feel like now's your chance. Like, get the train before it goes, really. Or something along those lines. But it depends what the circumstances are. Does James reveal anything else there, Chris?
He says, they've been in quite a long-term relationship, and she's quite religious, but recently she's lost her faith. But I think that I can bring back her faith in humanity again. I've been watching her from afar, and I just wanted to be there for her. So it sounds really nice. I mean, in my opinion, you know, the heart's a delicate thing. It takes time to heal, as you've heard from, you know, the Love Doctor over the course of this show. you know, women are a complex bag of tricks. You really, you know, can't afford to try and dive in there and score some poontang when, you know, you need to be leaving them to have some there in space.
I totally agree. The stakes must seem quite high for this James anyway. He's waited quite a long time for this chance. So maybe a good reference would be, like, you go into your Tesco store and you see something on the shelf and it's got a use by date. You need to grab it before it finishes its use by date and becomes stale. So you need to take your chance while you've got it. That's my advice to James.
Or this relationship will become stale.
Exactly. It's just like going into Tesco.
Well, I think after quite a concise answer to our first question, Sean, give us our second question.
This comes in from Andy in, I think that says Glasgow. I'm just trying to read out Glasgow. And Andy wants to know, Chris and Sean, if the weather during the summer is not what is expected and turns into like a rainy, horrible situation, what should my plans be?
Now, the British weather is always as unpredictable as my haircut, but I think the most important thing to remember is that summers are sort of about having time to, you know, relax and be away from your work or your college or whatever, if you're in education still. So, I mean, you can get away to another country if you can't really afford that, you know, you can still go out for walks in the rain. I mean, they're still pretty good. Or you can still go down on the beach just for a laugh. You can go shopping. You know, there's tons of stuff you can still do, even if it's pouring down, as I think it was yesterday down here in Weymouth. We still have to soldier on, you know, with our welly boots on and muck out the stables and all of that.
But never forget that I'm Stump will always be here to guide you through and through. We will always be here for you to give you stuff to do. So yeah, just keep tuning in. No matter what the weather, we'll still be here broadcasting knowledge for all of you out there. So yeah, we'll give you something to do.
But any of you guys out there can think of anything... think of anything that you can recommend, then we'll tweet it or post it on our Facebook. We'll post up a list of recommended things to get done, you know, like a to-do list before you go back after the summer.
But failing that, like I said before, you could always go on holiday to a nice place like this.
Surrounded by nature, the perfect getaway, sheer natural beauty. Located in the New Forest National Park, Sandy Balls Holiday Centre, award-winning customer service and an exceptional holiday experience. From luxury lodges to caravans and camping, Sandy Balls, the year-round forest destination. Go online or call now for a brochure. Sandy Balls, for simple pleasures.
That sure sounds like a place that I'd like to go to on my holidays. Simple pleasures in life, what keep I'm Stumped here rocking and rolling. And our next question illustrates a rather controversial simple pleasure. Let's take a look. Our next question comes from Dan, down in Cornwall, where I'm going on holiday soon. And he says, this is a bit of a controversial question, for you to deal with, I'm Stumped, but if you could help, then I would most appreciate it. Well, of course, as always, we tackle the toughest questions and we'll endeavour to give you the best answer we can muster between us. Now, the question is, dear Chris and Sean, should I go hunting over the summer? Now, this is a bit of a hard one to answer, because it really depends on what you are therefore going to hunt. and how you are going to go about doing it, and what you intend to then do with the carcasses after you've killed them, or do you intend to kill them or not. In my view, I think, yeah, go for it. I mean, you know, you only live once, you can only kill animals once, so, you know, unless, you know, they have their own shooting range up in heaven, where you can just keep killing them over and over again. It's just a bit of sport. I mean, as long as you don't, like, just throw away their bodies and, like, don't use them at all, and, you know, as long as you use them for something, and you don't just, like, kill swathes of them for no reason, you know, you can hunt them and eat them, you know, and that's what other animals have done for centuries, you know. Just because we've got a huge bazooka to do it, you know, doesn't make any difference.
Well, what animals should you kill then, Chris? What animals would you hunt?
Well, I think, you know, any ones that aren't particularly endangered, you know, the pigeon. Perhaps hunt a deer, but, you know, you've got to, you know, maybe one that wasn't, you know, that was a bit sickly or a bit old. You know, I don't know, I think it doesn't really matter, as long as they're not endangered, and as long as you plan on eating what you've killed, then you should be allowed to really do whatever you want.
There'll be a lot of environmentalists listening to this going, oh dear, and saying, why are they allowed to kill these animals? Because surely you could just kill like squirrels, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's not very much meat on a squirrel, is there, Sean? But I suppose you could, I don't know, roast them on a barbie.
Make sure it's red. Apparently red squirrel tastes nice and green.
But again, as I say, not endangered. I'm not in any way condoning the massacre of endangered species at all. To make that clear, for copyright reasons. No, not for copyright reasons.
For libel reasons.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be slaughtered.
Like the animals.
That was
a good answer to that, Chris, for that question. So,
I think we will wrap this episode to an end. Thank you again for listening. We will be doing a bit of tweaking with how we set up the show to make it easier for us to record. So if this one wasn't particularly to your taste, then we'll work harder on our next one to make everything flow a bit more easily. But thank you again. You can get in touch with us, Twitter, Facebook, all of that sort of stuff. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think we can do better. Ask us all your questions, and if we can't answer them on the show, we will try and send you a reply in due course. So, I've been Chris Beale.
And I've been Sean Castle.
And this has been I'm Stumped. Thanks again. See you next Tuesday. 10 minutes is gone. 10 minutes it's done.